What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll be celebrating the 80th birthday anniversary of the late, great Naptown drummer, Killer Ray Appleton. Killer Ray was born in Indianapolis on August the 23rd of 1941. During his career, Appleton recorded and performed with major jazz stars, including John Coltrane and Brother Jack McDuff. But his career began here in Naptown, studying music at Crispus Attucks and performing with local jazz legends like Freddie Hubbard, Wes Montgomery, David Baker, Mel Ryan, and Larry Ridley. For the first half of this week's show, we'll listen to sessions Killer Ray recorded in the 1960s. During this time, Killer Ray was working with celebrated jazz stars who were recording with major jazz labels like Atlantic Records, Prestige, and Impulse. During the second half of the program, we'll listen to sessions Killer Ray cut during the 1980s, 90s, and 2000s, featuring contributions from local jazz heroes like Jimmy Cole, Buddy Montgomery, Slide Hampton, Frank Smith, and others. One of the most important musicians in Killer Ray's life was the Naptown trumpet master Freddie Hubbard. During a 2012 interview with the Jazz Foundation of America, Killer Ray recalled meeting Hubbard at the age of 10.
And then when I was 10, I met Freddie Hubbard. And I never, ever looked back to anything other than being engrossed in this music right to the day. Freddie was a great, great influence, and he showed me how to do things. And the first jazz record that I heard, Freddie took me to listen to it, and it was called Studying Brown by Clifford Brown and Max Roach, and I just couldn't believe it. My life never was the same. Never was the same.
Freddie Hubbard provided Killer Ray with his first opportunity to cut a major recording session, appearing on Hubbard's classic 1967 album, Backlash. The album also featured Indiana Avenue legend James Spalding on alto sax and flute. And we'll hear a track from that record now. This is Freddie Hubbard with Little Sunflower. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Freddie Hubbard with his 1967 recording of Little Sunflower, featuring Killer Ray Appleton on drums. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 80th anniversary of Killer Ray's birth. Up next, we'll hear a track Killer Ray recorded with organist Brother Jack McDuff in 1967 from the album Do it now. This is Strolling Blues. We just heard organist brother Jack McDuff with this 1967 recording of Strolling Blues featuring Killer Ray Appleton on drums. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 80th anniversary of Killer Ray's birth. Up next, we'll hear a unique 1968 session that Killer Ray cut with Vibes player Freddie McCoy. The album was titled Soul Yoki, and the record featured several psychedelic jazz cuts with overtones of Indian music. Album Soul Yoki, we'll hear Freddie McCoy's arrangement of Thelonious Monk's classic Mysterioso. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Freddie McCoy with Mysterioso, featuring the late, great Naptown jazz legend Killer Ray Appleton on drums. One of the most important dates Killer Ray ever cut was a 1966 session with John Coltrane. These recordings were later released on a pair of LPs titled Infinity and Cosmic Music. From the album Infinity, we'll hear an excerpt of John Coltrane's Peace on Earth, featuring Killer Ray Appleton on percussion. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Killer Ray Appleton after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 80th birthday anniversary of the late, great Naptown drummer Killer Ray Appleton. Killer Ray was born in Naptown on August 23rd of 1941. Killer Ray studied music at Crispus Attucks High School and cut his teeth as a jazz drummer on local gigs with Avenue legends like Wes Montgomery and Dave Baker. For the remainder of this week's show, we'll be listening to tracks Killer Ray cut during the 1980s, 90s, and 2000s. And we'll start with Killer Ray's debut session as a leader. Recorded in 1996, the album was titled Killer Ray Rides Again. And this recording also features the Avenue jazz legend Slide Hampton on trombone. We'll hear the Ray Appleton Sextet performing the Slide Hampton composition, Peanut Butter Song. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was the Ray Appleton Sextet with Peanut Butter Song. And on this week's show, we're celebrating the 80th anniversary of the birth of the late Naptown jazz drummer Killer Ray Appleton. Up next, we'll hear a 1997 session Killer Ray cut with Buddy Montgomery. Buddy is best remembered as Wes Montgomery's brother. But he was a fine pianist, vibraphonist, and composer in his own right. We'll hear a Buddy Montgomery original titled 1,000 Rainbows. That was Buddy Montgomery with 1,000 Rainbows, featuring Killer Ray Appleton on drums. And up next, we'll hear a cut that Killer Ray recorded in tribute to Buddy's famous brother, Wes Montgomery. In 1999, the famous Naptown jazz keyboardist Mel Rhine recruited Killer Ray Appleton and guitarist Royce Campbell to record a Wes Montgomery tribute album titled Remembering Wes. We'll hear the opening track of that album, Jingles. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Mel Rhine with Jingles, featuring Killer Ray Appleton on drums. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 80th anniversary of Killer Ray's birth. In 2012, just a few years before his death, Killer Ray recorded a tribute to his Indianapolis roots on an album titled Naptown Legacy. The album featured Killer Ray performing compositions by Avenue jazz legends like Wes Montgomery, J.J. Johnson, and Freddie Hubbard. And up next, we'll hear Killer Ray's recording of Freddie Hubbard's Backlash. On this week's show, we've been celebrating the 80th anniversary of the birth of the late, great Naptown jazz drummer, Killer Ray Appleton. Killer Ray was born in Indianapolis on August the 23rd of 1941. and he died in October of 2015 from congestive heart failure. He was 74 years old. Killer Ray may be gone, but his music lives on in the grooves of classic jazz records by John Coltrane, Pat Martino, Jimmy Witherspoon, and the other music legends he recorded with. We'll end this week's show with a cut with Jimmy Cole's 1994 release, Say What. We'll listen to Here's That Rainy Day, featuring Killer Ray on drums. Thanks for tuning in to this celebration of the late, great Naptown jazz drummer, Killer Ray Appleton. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.